Yes, I was the soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
Is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Christopher Cruz. With early voting underway in most states and Election Day about 2 weeks away, Vice President Harris is focusing on battleground states Pennsylvania, Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Their goal, to win over moderate Republicans who went for Nikki Haley in the primaries.
Donald Trump is an unserious man. And the consequences of him ever being president of the United States again are brutally serious.
Former President Donald Trump is also trying to broaden his appeal. Sunday, he made a campaign-coordinated stop at a McDonald's in Battleground, Pennsylvania. On Monday, the fast food giant tried to distance itself from Trump, insisting it does not endorse any candidate. Nicole Skenga, CBS News, Washington.
The former president continues to make exaggerated claims about voting by non-citizens, even though numerous investigations and studies have found that almost never happens. Here's CBS News chief legal correspondent Jen Crawford.
Some Republicans, including the former president, try to make this a big political issue to suggest that non-citizens are voting in numbers that would, you know, be so extreme that it could potentially affect the outcome of the election. And obviously you've seen Democrats push back strongly on that.
There are indications that Israel may soon launch an attack on Iran in retaliation for a ballistic missile attack. CBS's Charlie Daggett has more on that from the Pentagon.
Those Israeli weapons to launch an attack like the kind that we're expecting, the scale of the attack in terms of drones, in terms of missiles, in terms of their own self-defense, is already set to go, just waiting to pull a trigger. But, you know, we're told that may not be that far away.
Now to Southern California, where more than 2,400 Kaiser Permanente psychologists, therapists, social workers, and other mental health workers have walked off the job. They're striking over increased workloads and staffing shortages.
Kaiser keeps saying that they want to value us and that they do, but they do not show it in their actions, so we're ready to make them.
Supporters of the L.A. Dodgers are flocking to stores in the Los Angeles area, and KNX Radio's John Baird has been talking with some of them.
Dodger fans got up bright and early to shop until they drop.
I'm just going to go for the T-shirt and hat for now.
Yes, they were scooping up the merchandise and were still a little bit shocked that their team had won the pennant.
So excited. I can't believe they're going to the World Series.
A building-sized sculpture popular with tourists in Manhattan has reopened, but with features designed to keep people from jumping off it. The structure has been closed since 2021 because several people leapt from it and died. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Moments like hearing my cat purr good morning mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that is spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
The NBA season begins tonight.
The Boston Celtics begin defense of their NBA title tonight when they open up the 2024-25 regular season against the New York Knicks at TD Garden. And Boston head coach Joe Mazzulla has high hopes for a repeat.
We have an expectation to win. We have great character, great talent. And, you know, we just have to work to maximize that, and we're going to rely on the players to do that.
The Celtics haven't won back-to-back titles since the late 1960s. After the Celtics and Knicks, the Lakers and Timberwolves tip off in Los Angeles, where rookie Bronny James will be sharing the floor with his dad, LeBron. Erica Herskowitz for CBS News.
We referred to this earlier. McDonald's says it agreed to host former President Donald Trump at one of its franchised restaurants in Pennsylvania over the weekend, but it says it is not endorsing a presidential candidate. In a message to employees, McDonald's said it agreed to the franchisee's request to host the event because its doors are open to everyone. Christopher Cruz, CBS News.
Meteorologist Rodney Price, mostly clear to partly cloudy skies in the overnight. Southwest winds will be light, temperatures in the mid-50s at daybreak. On Tuesday, partly sunny skies developing, highs in the upper 60s. There will be just a slim chance of showers in the afternoon. It's 60 at our studios.
Central Park to Sturtevant. Local news and timeless hits.
Starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
WRJN, it's the little old lady from Pasadena.
You know I love. inside my car. I got pictures, candy, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to the nearest star. I'm your vehicle, babe. I'll take you anywhere you want to go. I'm your vehicle, woman. Right now I'm sure you know that I love you. I need you. I want you. I get to have you. Great God in heaven, you know I love you. God in heaven, you know I love you.
WRJN refreshes hometown radio with our local news and timeless hits. We heard you when you asked for the oldies to come back, and we know how important local news and features are to you, too. So we're doing what you asked for. Brewers, Packers, Badgers, Bucks, and high school sports, along with a renewed commitment to local news and timeless hits.
WRJN.
Yeah. this number of feelings that I've died. If I never loved, I never would have cried. Feels no pain, and an island never cries.
WRJN.
Cause I'm so lonely. Baby,
smile, you know. Things are just getting worse. In a smile you might see, baby, has all been rehearsed. Baby, I can't go on without you. This loneliness won't let me live without you. This emptiness inside me, baby, makes me feel half alive.
News and timeless hits. WRJN.
Saw
Get updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's reports start at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
To face.
Up on the roof,
I climb way up to the top of the stairs, and all my cares just drift right into space. On the roof, it's peaceful as can be, and there the world below can't bother me. Let me tell you now, when I come home feeling tired and weak, I go up where the air is fresh and sweet.
Out of sight.